How you doing?
I'm so good, dude. Thank you for taking the time to do this. So anyway, RIPD comes out this weekend. You're touring with the Abiders. There's so much going on in the world of Jeff Bridges. Do you feel like it's too much right now? Or are you glad that you've got, you know, so many different career paths happening at once?
It's a lot, you know. It feels like a bit, you know, riding a big wave, kind of. You know, it's you know, exciting. You know, you got a movie coming out. It's like having a horse in the race. You know, you're rooting for your horse, and got this tour coming up that I'm very excited about. We're going to be playing the Grove there in Anaheim, and I'm particularly excited about this tour because my daughter Jessie Bridges is going to be opening for me.
Oh wow!
And you know, that's you know, going to be a lot of fun for us.
Did you teach her music?
I did. Taught her how to play the guitar. Yeah, absolutely.
And is she the one that's the parent to one of your granddaughters as well?
No, okay. No, that's Isabel.
Okay, all right. But that's so cool. What a family affair. Tickets, of course, are still available at Ticketmaster. The show's this Sunday at the Grove of Anaheim. Now, I know you've played some festivals. You did Austin City Limits. You did Stagecoach. You did Neil Young's thing. But I don't think you've settled down for one full tour yet, right?
Well, I don't know. We've taken, you know, little tours, you know, not, you know, a couple weeks here, a couple weeks there kind of thing.
Right. So how's it going to be different? I mean, are you excited to be on the road for a period of time that's a little different for you?
Well, it's always great, you know, hanging with the, you know, the Abiders, this band I got. They're just such wonderful cats, all from Santa Barbara. We're all dear friends, and they're such wonderful musicians. And then having Jesse on board, just, you know, that's the cherry on the sundae. You know, that's going to be just great.
Is it a good excuse for you to spend, you know, a lot of time with her that maybe you don't really get to nowadays, kind of thing?
Yeah, well, you know, actually, she's been my assistant.
Okay.
For the last, for the last three movies. So we've spent a lot of time playing music and hanging out these days.
That's really cool. What can people expect from you on stage? What's the Jeff Bridges and Abiders show like?
Yeah, well, we're going to have, you know, stuff from Crazy Heart. We'll have stuff from the album that T-Bone and I put out a couple of years ago, T-Bone Burnett. We'll have some tunes from an album I put out, I can't remember the year, but, you know, many years, a few years before this album, called Be Here Soon.
Okay.
And we'll do, you know, a couple of covers. We'll, you know, a couple of, you know, just surprises. We're going to surprise ourselves. We haven't figured out the set list yet.
How much of it is last-minute decision-making with you and the band before you go on stage?
There's a bit of that. You know, we try to have it, you know, our stuff pretty well figured out, at least, you know, a week before or something like that. But,
yeah,
you know, as far as the set list, I haven't got around to really nailing it. Now we're getting more and more songs under our belt. We
got
to, you know, it's a kind of a challenge.
What is on the rider for Jeff Bridges and the Abiders?
Well, I've got my my green chair. Of course, I kind of supply that.
I don't think everybody brings you a green chair, right?
No. And it's got to be just the right one. And I've got my own, but it makes my back feel terrific.
Is it a portable chair? How do you do
it? No, it's a wonderful chair. This is going to be like a commercial for this company,
okay,
but what the hell? You know, it's made by a company named LaFuma, and I think the technology is, you know, the astronauts, I think, you know, they use this technology. It makes your back just feel great. It's a light chair, you know, costs, you know, a little over $100 or something. Like, you know, I take it around. My brother Bo turned me on to it. And I've been using it, you know, for the last 10 years on movies or, you know, going out in the road.
Oh, cool. Yeah, okay. Well, our broadcast is now brought to you by the LaFuma chair or whatever.
thank you.
Again, if you're just joining us, Jeff Bridges is on the line. He's playing a show with the Abiders this Sunday at the Grove of Anaheim. Also a movie coming out this weekend, a huge weekend for you. I know I read that you were attracted to the script because it was so odd.
That's right.
What is weird about this movie?
Well, you know, the premise, I guess, you know, I play a dead marshal from the 1800s, and Ryan Reynolds plays a deceased modern-day cop, and we work for the RIPD, the Rest in Peace Department, and
right,
our job is to hunt down dead souls that refuse to let go of life and they want to stick around. We've got to, you know, bring them to justice.
it's hard to find a unique plot these days, you know, with so many things being adapted from books and regurgitated in sequels. And it seems like
that's true.
You know, maybe that's part of the reason why this is so unique and cool, is that it's its own thing for once.
Yeah, sort of. But I mean, I guess, you know, I'm reading some reviews, and some people are comparing it to Men in Black and Ghostbusters and stuff. So maybe we're guilty of what you just said.
Yeah, maybe. Well, we can look at
it. You know, it's how you execute the stories. You know, there aren't too many new stories. It's just how you pull them off.
Right. Cool. I also wanted to mention that I did see or hear that your grandkids call you Dude Pa. Is that a thing?
Well, that's what I wanted them to call me, but it's degraded to duty.
Okay.
So now I'm just, you know, what's duty doing, you know?
It almost worked out. So, you know, we play, like I said, alternative rock over here at our station. What do you listen to? Do you have an iPod that you take around with you as you tour and stuff?
Yeah, I'm listening to, of course, I listen to Jessie. You might fire up some of her tunes.
Okay, yeah,
she's
would love
got
to.
She's got some stuff on iTunes you can find out. I also listen to, you know, friends and guys who, you know, played on my album. There's a couple of guys that I really dig. This fella, Benji Hughes, do you know him?
No, and I don't.
Okay, well, I'll give you a couple of tunes. He's got a great album out called Love Extreme, and you might check out Tight T-Shirt or The Mummy. The Mummy is a terrific song.
Okay. So we've got a few more minutes left. I did put a note out to our listeners to ask a few questions. I want to see. I know you get a total random smattering of things, but one of our listeners, Tom, wants to know if you're going to do a line of designer bathrobes.
Oh, wow. Tom, that's very interesting, very perceptive of you. I don't know. Maybe not bathrobes, but maybe maybe something similar to that, you know.
Okay, yeah. We'll
thanks,
see what you
Tom.
Come up
that's,
with.
You know, it's inspiring. It means that, you know, you know, that's in the zeitgeist or whatever you call it. You know, that's cool that you mentioned that. Good idea. Maybe I will go the robe route.
And then you'll have to credit Tom in Laguna Beach.
That's right. That's right. Thank you, Tom.
Joey wants to know if you do in fact drink White Russians or if something else is your main drink.
I like my Russians clear, no milk or Kahlua, just you know, straight up on the rocks. But I'm kind of off the. Off the hard booze these days. I'm more of a, you know, just red wine.
All right, okay. And then Lisa has a deep question for you, and this is the last one. She wants to know how your transition to Buddhism has influenced your choice of movie roles.
I don't think it really has that much. Even before I got involved in Buddhism, I think I was kind of Buddhistly bent myself. You know, I don't think it really has influenced my movie choice that much.
Okay. Well, yeah, thanks to those people for writing in online on Facebook. Again, Jeff Bridges and the Eviters playing this Sunday at the Grove of Anaheim. Tickets are on Ticketmaster. It is Sunday night around 7 or 8 o'clock, and he does not have the set list ready, so you have to see whatever he comes up with on stage.
We'll have some good times, though.
Looking forward to your movie this weekend. Looking forward to seeing you on Sunday. There's even an RIPD video game. It's a great time for Jeff Bridges. So thank you for taking the time for our little Laguna Beach radio station. We hope to see you here soon.
All right. Good hanging out with you.
All right, Jeff. Have a great day, man.
You too.
See ya.
Bye-bye.